Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's The Truth, According to Kirby.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth, maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, According to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth!
Thank you, David Reed. We learned a few weeks ago that Kirby Allen Kirby, he was investigated for a double murder, a case of mistaken identity when a murderer named Allen Kirby from Arizona matched the description of our Kirby because of a typo on Kirby's driver's license. That's all 100% true. But Kirby, Paul, he has also helped a major investigation in the past. Was Kirby part of a federal sting operation with the U.S. Postal Inspectors? Did Kirby uncover a counterfeit concert ticket ring with a purchase that he made? Or did Kirby inadvertently interrupt a car theft ring during a pizza delivery?
Wow. Give me the third one again.
He inadvertently interrupted a car theft ring during a pizza delivery.
I do think he delivered pizzas. I do think he, I mean, A, look at him. And B, I think he's told us that he delivered pizza.
A, look at him. I like how that's the first fact, not the fact that he told us.
Yeah, yeah. I think, trumping that, I think he told us he delivers pizzas. These are all just excellent. And Chad Withrow is my confidant here, my sounding board. Chad, what are you thinking here? All very believable.
It's option two or three, for sure.
You I think as a postal service?
I'd cross the postal service off. I think it's two or three.
What do you think, Paul?
I could see them both as being completely legitimate counterfeit tickets. I mean, I could see him just buying any random piece of paper and being told that that would get him into a concert, probably Barry Manilow, knowing his listening habits. I think it's the car theft ring during a pizza delivery because I think he told us he delivered pizzas.
Paul, in the final minute of the show, we turn things over to Kirby Allen Kirby. 60 seconds, Kirby. Tell us today's truth.
I was part of a U.S. Postal Inspector sting operation back in 1989.
How so?
The company I worked for, we had in the outgoing mail, people mailing birthday cards and gift cards to youngsters disappearing. They came to me. So the postal inspector said, hey, you got a problem. This is what we're getting a report on. I wasn't even allowed to tell my two supervisors. I did say, I can't do this until I go to HR. So I went to HR, talked to the boss. He goes, all right, we know what you're doing. I would get a random phone call. They would tell me to leave your office and walk west on Commerce. And a limousine would pull up, put me in the back.
The postal inspector's in a limousine?
Oh, well, a big car, you know, a big black sedan, I should say.
A VW bug.
They would give me baited gift cards to mail, you know, greeting cards and stuff to mail that were set up to see if someone would steal them. And then we did a sting, and actually we jailed one person and fired five.
So when you jailed him, did you put the cuffs on and read him as Miranda rights?
I stood there and watched them do it and had to explain to them why we were having him arrested.
The police didn't explain it.
No, this wasn't the police. This was the federal postal inspectors.
The feds couldn't handle it.
Kirby was deputized.
Unbelievable. No,
I jailed him.
But no, HR was really weird. So I had to be
jailed in your basement?
No, she was prosecuted but carried away and taken away in cuffs.
Kirby, your life is amazing.
Oh, God.
You are the most interesting man at 104.5 The Zone.